Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, Text 6. Na yasya deva rishaya padam vidur jantahu puna koarhati gantum iritum yata natasya kritibir Vichestato Duratyayanukramana Sa Mavatu Nayasya Deva Rishaya Padam Vidur Jantu Puna Karta Jantu puna kor hati gantum iritum yata natasya kriti bir vichestato duratyayanu kramana samavatu Nayasya deva rishaya padam vidur Jantu puna kor hati gantum iritum Yata natasya kritibir vichestato Duratyayanu kramana samavatu Nayasya deva rishaya padam vidur Jantu puna kor hati gantum iritum Yata natasya kriti bir vichestato Duratyayanu kramana samavatu Yasya deva rishaya padam vidur Yata natasya kritibir vichestato Duratyayanu kramana samavatu Nayasya deva rishaya padam vidur Chantu punakar hatigantam iritum Yatanatasya kritibir vichestato Duratyayanu kramana samavatu Nayasya deva bhadya pradam vidur Jantu punakar hati gantam iritum Yata natasya kritipi vichestato Duratyayanu kramana samavatu Sayasya deva rishaya padam vidur Jantu punakar hati gantam iritum. Yata natasya kritibir vichestato. Duratyayanu kramanasamavatu. Vaishnavis. Nayasya deva rishaya padam vidur. Jantu punahar hartigantum iritum. Yata natasya kritibir vichestato. Ratyayana krumana samavatu. Nayasya deva rishaya padam vidur. Jantu punah korhati gantam iritum. Yatana tasya kritibir vichestato. Durasya yanu kramana samavatu. Na, neither. Yasya, he of whom? Devaha, the demigods. Rishayaha, great sages. Padam, position. Viduhu, can understand. Jantuhu, unintelligent living beings like animals. Punaha, again, kaha, who, arhati, is able, gantum, to enter into the knowledge, iritum, or to express by words, yata, as, natasya, of the artist, akritibihi, by bodily features, vichestaha, dancing in different ways, duratyaya, very difficult, anukramana, his movements, saha, that supreme personality of Godhead, ma, unto me, avatu, may give his protection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words his actual position. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. Please repeat. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages, nor the unintelligent, can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words his actual position. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport. A similar understanding was expressed by Kunti Devi. The Supreme Lord exists everywhere, within and without. He even exists within the heart. Sarvasya Chaham Hridyasana Vishto Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesh Arjuna Tishtati. Thus, it is indicated that one can find the Supreme Lord within one's heart. There are many, many sages trying to find him. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. Nonetheless, even great yogis, demigods, saints, and sages have been unable to understand the bodily features of that great artist, nor could they understand the meaning of his movements. What then is to be said of ordinary speculators like the so-called philosophers of this material world? For them, he is impossible to understand. Therefore, we must accept the statements given by the Supreme when he kindly incarnates to instruct us. We must simply accept the word of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in their footsteps. Then it may be possible for us to know the purpose of their incarnations. Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sarjana. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 text 9. If by the Lord's grace one can understand him, one will immediately be delivered even within his material body. The material body will no longer have any function, and whatever activities take place with the body will be activities of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one may give up his body and return home back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in several places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the position of Krishna is compared to that of an actor adopting different dresses, and people are bewildered by this. They don't know the real position of Krishna when he takes on these various incarnations. Of course, it's an analogy, and analogies aren't always perfect in every respect, but it's something we can appreciate, that an actor may take on many different roles, and then people may become bewildered by that and not understand who the actor really is. Just like, sometimes, there may be some actor that plays Superman, and then people might see him in the street or at a restaurant and think, oh, there's Superman. But really, he's got his own identity apart from that, and they don't understand that he's playing a role. So Krishna can play many different roles. In some of the first chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a list of all the different, or many of the different kinds of forms that Krishna takes: Nisringa, Vamana, Ramachandra, so on and so forth. There's a list of about 20 different avatars or forms of Krishna, and among them is Krishna. So sometimes it's a little bit confusing for people who is the original form. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated in that chapter, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnas Tu Bhagavan Svayam. The original form is Krishna, and all the other forms are expansions of him, either direct expansions or expansions of expansions. So Krishna is the original form. But even when Krishna comes in his original form, he's misunderstood. Not long ago, somebody asked me a question. If Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then why, when he appeared 5,000 years ago, didn't the whole world, you know, recognize him? Certainly must have been a big event, according to the questioner, but where's the record and all the cultures of the world of Krishna appearing? But Krishna explains that. He says, Avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanam ashritam param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshvaram. Says, fools and rascals, they deride me when I appear in my human-like form. They just take me as another human-like being, maybe a little more powerful or mystical, but they don't understand my higher nature. And Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Mudoyam nabijananti loko mama jamavyayam. So he says, I'm not visible as I am to everyone. I'm covered by the curtain of my illusory potency. And the mudhas, the fools and rascals, they don't understand me. They don't appreciate that I'm unborn, that I'm eternal. And, you know, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he would, in his conversations or his lectures, he called people mudhas, fools, rascals. He said, it's not me. It's not me that's calling them. Krishna is labeling them as such. So even when Krishna was present, people were bewildered. Not everybody understood he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada explains in one of his purports that very few people understood that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, many of the demoniac people, they misunderstood him. They just looked at him as some kind of enemy, like Kamsa, Shishupal, and so many others. And even those who were a little bit devotional, not all of them understood his actual position. So it's only the pure devotees of the Lord who can understand his actual position and how he takes on different forms for different purposes. Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva visite tad anantaram. So Lord Krishna is explaining, only by pure devotional service can I be known as I am, tatvataha, in truth. And when one knows me perfectly by that process, then one is qualified to enter into my abode, qualified to enter into my pastimes. So even when Krishna was present, not very many people understood. But somehow or other, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Krishna is becoming known all over the world. Prativiti acha yate nagaradigram sarvacha prachaybe hoyamoranam. Krishna, in his form of Lord Chaitanya, said his glories would be spread all over the world. So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. And sometimes, you know, I compare him to the supreme hacker. I am the author of some books, and my books are sold normally. Normally, to get one of my books, you have to give some money, a certain amount of money. But there are intelligent people in the world who have bootlegged these books. So if you really want them, you can get them for free on the web if you search for them. So, normally they cost something, but people are distributing them freely. And this happens with movies, it happens with songs, it happens with books. It's just a fact of life in the digital world that there are some people who think everything should be available for free. So Lord Chaitanya, you could say, is something like that. I mean, normally, to have knowledge of Krishna and association of Krishna costs a lot. You've got to be qualified in certain ways. But somehow Lord Chaitanya has decided to make association with Krishna freely available to everyone. So he's kind of broke, as they say, broke open the storehouse of love of God, and it's just freely distributing. All people have to do is pick it up. Of course, if they don't do that, then how unfortunate are they? So Krishna is the original form of God, but like an actor, he can assume, you know, different roles. You know, I was reading recently the story of Lord Vamana, the dwarf incarnation of Krishna. But instead, when he first appeared to his mother, Aditi, he appeared in his forearm Vishnu form. And then he transformed himself into his dwarf form, dwarf Brahman form, in which he begged three steps of land from King Bali, and then Bali didn't realize how big his steps were going to be, so he took the entire universe and finally put his last step on the head of Bali Maharaj himself. But that's one of the forms that Krishna adopts, and this is very bewildering. And he can also adopt form of matsya, a fish, kurma, a tortoise. He can adopt the form of half man, half lion. You know, he can adopt the form of Mahavishnu. He has so many different expansions. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in this city they give awards to actors, give the Oscar for best actor. So Krishna really deserves the reward as the best actor. You know, he can adopt so many roles. But the original form is Krishna. And he has his home, Krishna Loka, and he has his associates that he hangs with in the spiritual world. So we can become eligible to know Krishna in his original form, and we can become one of his associates in his spiritual world. You know, that's the opportunity that's being offered to us. But in one sense, we're also like actors in a certain sense, that, but we're like actors with amnesia or some kind of, you know, sometimes, you know, actors, they get so absorbed in the roles, you know, that they're playing in a particular film or play, that they lose touch with their identity, their own personal identity, and then they have to go into analysis or treatment or something to try to get their identity back. So we're kind of like that. It's like we're in some big costume ball here, and we've all forgotten who we really are. And we're just relating to each other in terms of the particular costume, you know, that we're wearing now. But said, Muktir Hitvanyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavastati. Liberation means to become free of all the false identifications, the false rupas, the false forms, and to be situated in one's original form, one's swarupa. Jivara Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya says the original form of the living entity, its constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. So we're being given the chance in this Krishna consciousness movement to come to an understanding of who we actually are in relationship to Krishna. And we're meant to play a role in Krishna's pastimes. But instead, people in the material world, they're manufacturing their own dramas, their own so-called Janma Mrityu Jaravyati Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. They're trapped in the cycle of birth and death and undergoing so many different miseries, when really they're meant for a life of eternity, bliss, and knowledge and association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Actor, the Supreme Artist. And we're meant to be part of his dramatic performances, and his Nitya Leela, his eternal pastimes. So I'll stop there. Is any question or comment? Yes.
I just have a simple comment, something that came to me. You're talking about in the beginning how Krishna is like not visible as the Supreme Personality to just anyone. Like he appears as, you know, in a Vaishya family, and he's. I'm just thinking like he really is so renounced. That's all I have to say.
Renunciation is one of Krishna's opulences. Yes, that's true. Bhrigupati.
Opportunity to engage in devotional service. Is that role playing also gone in the spiritual world amongst between Krishna and his eternal associates?
So the question is, it appears that Krishna engages in role-playing in order to attract people to perform devotional service.
Seems like he's fond of role-playing.
Is that going on in the spiritual world? Well, it always helps to have statements from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu when talking about things beyond the range of our senses. It is stated in, you know, that there, you know, in Vrindavan there's Krishna's yoga maya potency that is arranging his pastimes, arranging for his pastimes with his devotees, his associates. So sometimes, you know, Krishna disguises himself, you know, even in his pastimes in Vrindavan. You know, there are statements like that in some of the books of Srila Prabhupada, like Nectar of Devotion. He disguises himself as Radharani's so-called husband, Abhimanyu. And yeah, so, yes, there is. Krishna does engage in, on that basis, I would say the answer to your question is yes, Krishna does engage in role-playing in the spiritual world to enhance his pastimes with his devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Tatas, yeah.